Is there any benefit to individuals or to the world as a whole for us to reconnect to nature and the simple life? Some of us are saying, you know, we need to get back into community and simplicity.
Mm-hmm. That's sort of a general question. You know, you'll notice that as people reach really advanced states of consciousness, they tend to remove themselves from cosmopolitan areas, the noise, the confusion, the linear distraction, and seek places that are beautiful, natural, easygoing, quietude. For one thing, it takes some period of many years to readjust because the sense of a personal self as a causal agent disappears. Everything happens spontaneously, where you are in space and the body and your relationship to others. Things don't happen as a result of cause and effect. They happen spontaneously, of which you are the witness, and you're the field instead of the content of the field. So it requires a period of adjustment in which a quiet way of life is quite compatible for some time. If you get most of the people, or half the people who reach level 600 leave. That level, you don't have to stay. The option is open. It doesn't make any difference whether you stay or leave. And at each level, the number who persist within a body is fewer and fewer. You know, at the present time, there's maybe 12 or 8 or something of very high consciousness on the planet at any one time. See? The period of quiet and peace is compatible with one's inner state. So it's like you seek in the outer that which you experience on the inner. You know? Mm-hmm. Besides, the simplicity and beauty of everything shines forth. You don't need elaboration. You see the beauty of elaboration in and of itself, mm-hmm. but it doesn't require it. Nothing requires decoration because in and of itself, it's already stunningly perfect.
What part do you think the lack of community and family connection is playing in the world today? You know, how important do you think is the reinstatement of the family unit and connection within communities for the energies of both individuals and the world as a whole?
You sound like it's gone. It sounds like a positionality.
Well,
what do you mean the disappearance of the family? The population in the United States increases constantly. It's more and more family than there ever was before.
But people are running around and the kids have got these lessons and sitting down to dinner as a group and discussing things.
Oh, if people don't sit down to dinner, why? Is there a survey to see what percentage of people have dinner together and there's a lessening amount, eh?
Well, the world seems to be very chaotic. I mean, I talk to my girlfriends and...
distractions.
Distractions. Yeah, they're the taxi. They're racing this kid here and that kid and they've all got agendas and everybody's running around and it's not that quiet, simple time together as a unit.
Well, it'd be nice to return to a generation ago. Right? We had the farm family and dad went out to work or dad worked out in the field. And the family unit was complete and total in itself, which to a degree was also looked at from a different viewpoint, stultifying.
Right.
You learned to milk the cows, you learned how to make cranberry jelly. And that's as far as you went.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got to go to college. Now you got to get a master's degree. Now you got to get a computer. Now you got to know what's happening in the world, you see? So is it better or worse? It depends on how emotionally gratifying it is. We see that the level of consciousness of mankind continues to go up.
Mm-hmm.
See? So is that a sentimentalism? The good old days when mom made apple pie and we all sat around and sang hymns together. Is that a sentimentalization or reality? Maybe they're better the way they are now.
Right.
Where mom is developing all kinds of computer skills. A kid of today has available information that wasn't available to the richest, wealthiest people in the world. It's now available for nothing. You switch on the TV, there you get the whole history of Europe and civilization and society and ancient Egypt and ancient Greece and lay it out free of cost. You don't even have to move a muscle. You don't even have to pull a book from the library shelf.
Right. Well, maybe it's the doom and gloom people talk about, you know, with what's happening in the world. Look at our children. Look at the video games. Look at
the violence.
I think
that's hand-wringing.
Okay,
what happened after tsunamis? Mm-hmm. The whole world got together to try and help out. What do you mean with a lack of family?
Right.
There were nothing but responsive family. Now, I think
so
that's
a
hand-wringing. I think that's a hand-wringing lamentation.
Okay.
I don't know that it's really based on reality. I think the distractions to spiritual integrity are far more powerful. The media constantly is a barrage. It's a barrage of energy fuels below 200.
Mm-hmm.
You know, rape and rock and kick your pregnant girlfriend in the belly and shoot the cops and